Well, here we are for our roundtable, and we have got the usual suspects at the table, Jake, Catherine, and Matt. Hey, guys.
Would it be?
Hey.
Whoa.
That'll be okay. 5 cents, please.
Sorry. Dollar in the
nice.
Jar.
Yeah,
dollar in my jar.
Nice. Okay. Well, because we're heading into Thanksgiving, we thought it would be kind of fun to talk about a couple topics around Thanksgiving and really make it kind of a little bit of a, you know, mixed bag here of things that we think about around the holiday.
A cornucopia, perhaps?
Like, exactly.
quick story about that. I was at a theme park and there was a cornucopia and I was like, oh my gosh, look, a concubine.
Very different.
Can we say that on air?
Very different things.
All right. Okay. Well, I think
you probably had a very confused childhood.
I think
wondering why your family had so many concubines.
Why is the Bible so Thanksgiving themed?
How about if we talk about the fact that we'll actually have a show on Thanksgiving and we're going to legitimately talk about the pilgrims who probably knew what a cornucopia was. So that's going to be a fun conversation with our culture guest. But this week we're actually going to talk about, we want to break down a couple fun things as well as things we're thankful for and maybe even get a little bit spiritual in talking about what God has been teaching us lately, because I think it's one of those, in addition to Thanksgiving falling near the end of the year, it's kind of where we take stock of like our year and you feel reflective, and then you head into Christmas and things get crazy and you lose your mind. And so let's maybe pause a little bit before all of that happens. So the first thing we want to talk about is Thanksgiving food. Specifically, I want to know all your opinions on turkey. First off, personally, not even a fan. I've never had it well prepared, apparently.
Agreed.
Oh, I love turkey. I had a turkey sandwich for lunch today.
Wow.
Well, okay, there's
a
difference between
turkey,
like
right?
smoked
yeah.
honey
difference.
Deli turkey
oh.
and like a nasty dry old turkey that someone's just sawed portions off of and you're eating with gravy.
Oh,
right.
You had a bad experience with turkey,
somebody
didn't you?
Just didn't
I just grew up around so many turkeys.
I love turkey.
I had, you know, I've had the fortunate experience that my wife's uncle likes to deep fry the turkeys. And
okay.
do fried
I heard
turkeys.
That's good. I feel like maybe I've had it, but I can't remember.
Isn't that where they put the thing out in the yard and
yeah,
it explodes?
Yeah, they have
it turns into an American Spice video.
It only explodes if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you do it right, it's safe and it's fine. But
I've never had
he
that.
Also injects the turkey with like flavorings beforehand, and there's lots of them out there. So he did one a couple of years ago where he injected it with like teriyaki.
Yeah.
Internally, okay. and then fried it, and so it just got this nice, crisp, crackly skin, and then it's moist, and you have this teriyaki turkey on the inside. It was fantastic.
See,
has he ever injected it with cotton candy? Because that would be fun.
He like hasn't, but I am going to pitch that now, because cotton candy turkey.
I think it'd be kind of.
I also hear good things about turducken.
What?
Oh my goodness!
Where you put a chicken inside a duck, and then put a duck and then put that stuffed
that
duck inside the turkey, and you cook them all together.
I watched
it's
a terrible sci-fi
really
show
good.
About that one time. It was a bad thing.
That
it's
is
really
like,
turned me
I
off.
Like,
too.
I like the cotton candy thing because I feel like you have a visual too. You cut it, and then it's just like pink.
That would be so gross. It looked like it would look like
so
you put Pepto Bismol in it, which I guess would maybe if you inject it with Pepto Bismol, you'd ward off the heartburn. As you're eating the turkey.
True, it's like taking a shower with your clothes on.
I just feel like if you have to be injecting the bird with things and you have to like I have a friend who stuffs like inside the skin, like stuffs everything from like feta cheese to rosemary to all this kind of stuff. I'm like,
wow.
If you have to do that much prep, someone just needs to go out and get a tray of chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A and say that it's done. Because that stuff tastes good.
Chick-fil-A does a lot of prep and seasoning to the chicken.
Okay, I have a stupid question.
Even before they bread it.
I feel like stuffing is always in a bowl outside of the turkey, but it's called stuffing.
But it's cooked
inside the turkey. So it's supposed to be in, it's both?
You're
I feel like I've never seen it actually
in traditionally.
It gets its name because you put all this bread inside and you cook it. Inside the turkey, and then you pull that out and serve it.
And it, like, steeps in all the flavor.
So, yeah.
But what I'm hearing here is that nobody likes plain turkey.
No. I do.
Plain turkey is not the best.
Oh, we have one.
We have a producer.
in the studio who just raises.
He knows
it
he's between.
Gamey
he's got protective
gross,
glass in between
it.
Us and him.
So,
he can so
again, what I'm hearing here is nobody
right
likes
now.
Plain turkey.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. So moving on, let's get beyond the turkey because, like, I'm not even at a point where I don't, I mean, I feel obligated to cook it or, you know, eat it if I go to someone's house or whatever. But if I had my druthers, yeah, I would just get just a full-on tray of chicken nuggets. Or maybe like some Chinese food. But then I like all the
sponsors.
They're not, but I do love them. Hey, Chick. Hi. Okay. Let's talk about sides. What is your favorite side? Because I think it's funny how some people, like, you have all these traditional sides that you grew up with, and then you get very, like, angry and defensive if people don't know of your sides or like your sides. So what's the list?
My favorite side is super basic, but it still ends up being controversial, and it's stuffing. Stuffing is by far the thing I love about Thanksgiving the most.
However,
for me, it's got to be stovetop stuffing.
Like the red box?
Yeah, you know, the red boxes, it's flavored. They make it in chicken, or they make turkey, or they make pork. Okay. It has to be stovetop stuffing.
I can just picture, like, your little grandma, like, here, Jake, I made you some stuffing. Is that stovetop?
So
is it stovetop, grandma?
No, it's our family recipe.
I'm sending it back.
Even over, like, from scratch stuffing?
Oh, by far.
Okay.
I have yet to ever have a from scratch stuffing, because everybody makes us a from scratch.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, try it. Secret family recipe. It's way better than anything in a box. And it's not. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm actually a big fan of the box too. Yeah. I don't think that the others are worse, but I honestly don't notice any difference. And then I'm not, okay, sorry people from the South, but I don't really know what's going on with the cornbread stuffing, like why people are specifically into that. I think it's okay, but I don't think it's like, it didn't change my life. Like it's totally different.
What about corn pudding? That stuff's amazing.
Ooh. Is that like corn casserole?
I don't know if I've ever had.
I don't know,
like,
the difference. Yeah.
It's a certain texture though, right? Yeah, like you really it's can't a thicker, be a texture
yeah.
person.
It's thicker.
I feel like people listening are like going to be eating while they listen. Like, so much food.
Somebody's going to go out to the store and they're going to buy some stovetop stuffing. They're going to make it for breakfast tomorrow and it's going to be me.
Yeah. And I need, okay. So that is so legit, because that is one of my traditions, is the day after Thanksgiving, I eat a bowl of stuffing for breakfast.
Oh my
gosh,
Lisa.
A lot of people.
And there is not about each other.
I don't know. The thing is, like, it does not have to, it usually is not left over, because whatever's left over, I will have eaten the day before. So I will just buy extra boxes and just make them up.
My gosh. I thought I was the only one.
I've heard this from a lot of people.
Really?
Like, there's specific routines that go along with the leftovers from Thanksgiving. It's like a sandwich made out of everything.
Right.
With
green
beans.
But this is just making a straight up box the next day.
Yeah.
Just for fun.
I mean, it's one thing to like make a sandwich. Like everyone does that. It's another thing to, make a box of stuffing and eat it for breakfast. We do. Excellent. And then just one caveat too. I don't want people to call it dressing, because dressing is what you put on salads, people.
Right.
Let's call it stuffing.
I didn't even know they called it. That's
weird. People call it dressing.
Is that like a Northeastern thing? Where does dressing come from?
I feel like that's a Southern thing.
Is it Southern?
I don't know. Whatever. I blame everything on the South. Hey,
oh,
Southern
wow.
friends, we love you. Catherine, what's your side?
I really like sweet potatoes and also pumpkin pie, which Lisa and I talked about this yesterday. She says it's not a side. But I feel like pumpkin pie is the only time you can eat pumpkin and not be called a basic white girl. Because if you have pumpkin coffee or pumpkin anything else, people are like, wow, Catherine, go ahead and wear your vest and be a white girl. But if I eat pumpkin pie, it's like, oh, yeah, pumpkin pie is really good.
Okay. So what? That's your
also
multi-ethnic
attempt
of the year?
I had pumpkin pie ice cream the other day, and it was amazing. Oh, yeah. It had whipped cream in it and little pie crust like
that's
pieces.
That's super basic white
It was so good.
That's a new
See,
level.
See, exactly.
That's
but if I would have said I had a piece of pumpkin pie the other day, you would have been like, oh.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
No. Okay.
No,
so
it's fall.
It's
fall.
Yeah. I was gonna say it's still got to be Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin is only okay if it is like mixed in with something. So I can do like pumpkin cheesecake or pumpkin cobbler or crumble or whatever. But just pumpkin pie is basically a vegetable, and I don't like how it gets gelatinous on the top. Mm. Like when it kind of gets cold and congeals, and you're like. No,
so it's
I'm
better,
not into it.
Better fresh, yeah.
Yeah, and then people put a ton of whipped cream on it just to mask it, and I'm like, what?
Lisa is not
fooled by the whipped cream.
I remember as a kid, I would get pumpkin pie just so I could have the whipped cream.
Okay.
I would get a thin slice of pie and just cover my plate.
Speaking of, we're actually talking about Thanksgiving sides, and Catherine talks about pumpkin pie, which I'm not even sure we're in the right category.
Again, the most basic
story
word,
of
maybe.
My life.
My favorite Thanksgiving side is the dessert.
It's pumpkin pie spice latte.
It's my national pride when I eat the dessert.
Exactly. Okay. And Matt, what
about
yours?
I'm gonna pull the family recipe card so nobody can argue with it.
Okay.
Can you actually pull a card? Like, do you have it on a card?
Right here.
Here's the recipe. I'm gonna put it on a blog.
Okay.
It's sweet and sour green beans that my mom makes, and she'll cook bacon in this cast iron skillet, and she'll kind of like slice it up, and she'll t- tilt the skillet so all the grease goes to one side, and she'll mix flour into the grease, and then she will dump a can of French cut green beans and mix it all together. So there's like sweet and sour.
Where's the sweet in there? And sour.
Yeah. Oh, hold on.
You need there's some vinegar. Pumpkin pie.
Oh,
there's
vinegar. You just talked about bacon grease and green beans. I'm not getting sweet or sour.
You just talked
there's
about
vinegar.
Fat and vegetables.
So
there's no
the
sweet and sour in that.
I'm sorry. I've been away from home
the
so long.
The sweet is the pumpkin pie you eat after.
Yeah, where's the sweet? What's the sweet part of it?
I don't know. It does really... I don't know. It
so
just all comes
like
together into this medley.
Grease.
There's got to be some vinegar in there.
There's definitely vinegar.
The
okay.
sweet.
Okay, you didn't tell us. You just told us about grease.
I've seen vinegar a few times right now. Let's rewind the tape.
Is it like maple candied maple bacon or something? Maybe that's where the sweet comes from.
No, it's just regular bacon.
Matt's mom, we need to know. We need
the
to
sweet
know.
Comes from the love.
Oh, okay.
He actually melts a few Tootsie Rolls in it before serving.
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Okay. It's actually just sour green beans. My mom just told us they were sweet.
Mom, exactly. I love you. The beans are delicious.
Well, in addition to the fact that we're all thankful that Matt is alive after eating this every year for the course of his life, apparently all this grease, what are some other things that we are thankful for heading into this holiday season? Think back on your year.
I haven't had much interesting going on lately.
I'm thinking.
Tell us, Catherine. What are you thankful for?
So actually, I just got engaged, so I'm thankful for that.
Slow clap for Catherine.
Thanks.
Whoa.
Okay, hey, everyone. This is Lisa. I'm interrupting our roundtable here with a little insert because we're going to let you guys in on a little prank we're going to play on Catherine here. So you heard her just say that she got engaged. Her fiance's name is Cody, and we actually brought him into the studio without her knowing, and we're going to ask him a question here. And then after we record this, we're going to bring Catherine into the studio. We're kind of tricking her to get her in here, and you will get to hear her response when all of a sudden she hears Cody as part of the show. Hey, Cody.
Hey, Lisa.
All right. So you heard Catherine say that she is grateful for getting engaged, which was a good answer.
Yeah.
You're pretty grateful that you heard that answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So
were you wondering, a little bit of you? I'm just kidding. You
knew. I wasn't wondering.
I knew.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're gonna actually ask Catherine. We're going to say, oh, we have to do like a little edit on this section, you know, so come down and hear it and stuff. So why don't you go ahead and tell us like what are you especially grateful for about Catherine? Like, what do you like most about her and are most excited about in moving towards marriage?
Well, Lisa, what I love most about Catherine, I love her laugh, honestly, just the way she can brighten up anyone's day and how she truly cares about anyone. And she's just so genuine and loving, and just her laugh is amazing. That's probably one of my favorite things about her. There's so many things I'm excited about and looking forward to as we go through this time together and go into marriage. I'm super thankful, and I just can't wait to marry her.
Okay, Catherine just heard this clip. Here's her reaction. All right, so Catherine's very surprised.
Are we like recording?
Do you still want to marry him after this surprise?
Yes, even
okay.
more.
Okay.
I'm like, shaking.
Were you just shocked? This was Dave's idea. So to
Dave,
be like,
thank you.
Hey, we said we were going to get Cody's reaction, so maybe we actually should.
You guys are good. I thought we were doing a repair. I was like, what's going on?
I know.
Oh, thank you.
Super fun. So you get to have a little memory of your, you know, first Thanksgiving and heading into the holidays.
That's so sweet. Thank you. I'm really shaking right now.
We're almost like we almost could syndicate this show, right? Jake,
right.
We'll start just surprising people and doing weird like reveals.
I think so. This worked well.
I know.
Just a surprise.
Good.
The reaction was great.
It was.
I
probably went into like the
blew out the levels.
Yeah, the loveliness of your levels. I'm like,
although it was literally like what at least 30 seconds before she even knew that.
It took her a while to recognize the voice.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure how long.
No, I did. I was like, is that Matt? I was like, that doesn't sound
yeah,
like.
Yeah, so
that.
She's
and
sitting here.
Like,
I don't remember.
I thought you asked Matt what he was grateful for, and I was like, why would she ask him?
And Matt was just so grateful for you.
When did you record that?
Like 5 minutes ago.
Oh,
that's why we were.
I
wonder so
why
early,
you guys yeah. were here before. Yeah. Okay,
very
aww,
fun.
Thanks,
so
Dave.
Awesome. All right, we let you all, our listeners, in on the joke, and now back to our regularly scheduled programming. So, congratulations, you two.
Thank you.
Okay, so whatever, Catherine's thankful for that. That's legit. That's good. But it kind of like she stole her own thunder. So now we have to have one of us normal people weigh in with something.
I was going to say I'm thankful for like my faithful coworkers.
Oh, so true.
yeah. You know, just I've
what
had
do you
them
want,
for
Jake?
A while. No, not you guys.
Oh.
We were
wow,
super
that's
a no-win really
like
quickly.
Tossing our
yeah.
hair.
You're like, oh, us, yeah.
We know.
I mean, I can count you guys, I guess, a little bit. You know, we're co-laborers on this podcast, right?
Yeah, great.
No, but I was just talking about the people I'm yeah, sitting next great. To day in and day out.
You're sitting next to me right now, Jake.
I am.
Not be thankful
not every
for me,
single
please.
Day. We're not sitting here every okay. single day. You know, that's just the reality of it. But just their faithful presence and sort of the faithfulness they bring to everyday tasks and to the relationship we have as we work together. I've had a lot of, you know, kind of odd work conflict in different arenas this year. And so to see people that do faithful day in, day out work has been really encouraging to me.
Very cool. All right. Matt, what about you?
Well, I mean, I'd love to mention my romantic relationship as well, but that's already been taken.
Wait, your relationship has been taken? Or just that some
only by Jesus.
Okay. We'll let you mention her.
I think there, like, I've seen a lot of cool things like that, and you mentioned I'm not gonna jump here, but like, what has God been teaching us? And I feel like that's mm-hmm. a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something really cool that I've seen just with like the ability to build other relationships outside of that. And seeing that be supported by the girl that I'm dating too. Like I just went away on this big long weekend trip just with a buddy of mine. And it was at a time that was super stressful for her. And I was like, hey, this is not ideal. But she was like, I want you to go. I want you to do it. And I was like, that was really cool because it was a very stressful time for me. And that's like a really powerful way for me to kind of get refreshed, just to like go out in the wilderness and hike and camp and run with a little dog next to lakes and stuff. But
nothing manlier than that.
Not
just
little.
Me and my teacup poodle.
Just an adorable
dog. Out for a
dog.
Light jog next yeah. to the lake.
That's great.
Yeah, there's been a lot of really cool stuff great. Going on with, cool. with that. And the outdoors, I feel like, is part of it too, actually.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to say something that is, like, initially sounds super selfless, and it is. And then I'll follow it up with the side of it that's kind of self-serving, because that kind of is too. So I am very thankful that I had the privilege, I've said this before, that I had the privilege this spring to walk mom home to heaven after a super, super hard season of caregiving, like over 2 years. And I got to be part of her last, you know, well, couple years plus, but then her last few months and got to be there as she walked home to heaven. And that was a real privilege. I am also super grateful that she is in heaven and that I now get a reprieve. And so I feel like I'm just trying to reclaim my life and be like, props to the moms out there of like newborns and toddlers and stuff, because I have felt a taste of your pain. And it's just great to be able to kind of get a break again from caregiving and kind of be in a spot where I can feel like my old self again and kind of look forward to being involved in some new things that I couldn't do before. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, anything else?
Something I've been learning is I've been thankful for the ability to take care of myself, because I never realized how important it was. And I feel like in the last few months, God's just been teaching me that a lot. Even my pastor a couple weeks ago was like, the greatest gift you can give to other people is a rested soul. And so like tonight I was supposed to have coffee with a friend, but I just moved and I need to unpack. And so I was like, you know what? Is there any way you can meet next week instead? And so I decided to call that off and I'm going to just stay home tonight and pack. And I don't know, like I've realized that being alone with God and praying more and, you know, simple things like drinking water and taking vitamins and getting exercise, like it's silly. But I realized that how important those things are for me to be able to minister to other people and not just be like frazzled and tired. Mm-hmm. And I have a friend who, you know, can't move his arms and legs and doesn't have the ability to take care of himself. And I feel like I totally take that for granted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. What about other things that you guys are learning right now?
For me, I've been thinking a lot about sort of the legacy my parents gave me in how they raised myself and my siblings to ask questions and to wrestle with difficult topics and gray areas. I think, especially as we've seen in our culture, kind of our polarization and our ability to just kind of tee off on any one subject and not have compassion for one another and not wrestle with the nuance and not wrestle with the just different perspectives that are out there. It's been really hard to navigate even with the way my parents raised me. And so I think it's given me extra appreciation for the fact that they were intentional about that, mm-hmm. about encouraging us to ask hard questions, about being willing to admit when they didn't know all the answers or when maybe they recognize their own bias in things and let us explore and find our own perspectives. So mm-hmm. I think, like Catherine was saying, and how we take care of ourselves just physically and emotionally, just mentally, I think that's been a thing that's easy to take for granted, this idea. But how we take care of other people by allowing them to ask questions, by allowing them to wrestle in gray areas together mm-hmm. with us and with mm-hmm. them, I think is been really cool for God to sort of open my eyes to the blessing and privilege that is. And mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it sounds like we're all kind of on a similar wavelength with this. I think the last 2 months or so for me has been like this tsunami of emotional health and like not health and like training on it. And I'm in this class about emotionally healthy relationships. And at work, we went through a personality profiling, like an entire day based around it. And just like different interactions at work and in personal life and in dating and in friendships and with family, like it's all kind of culminating into this tornado of like introspection and self-analysis and prayer of like, why do I react with anger when this happens? Or why do I catastrophize that everything is bad and terrible when really it's not? So I think that's where I've been lately, is really learning a lot about that and just like this interior life that I have that I may not have been super tuned into before.
Mm-hmm. I think the one thing I've been learning most lately has been around the concept of letting God accomplish things on my behalf and being dependent on him. And because I am a personality wise, I'm an achiever. And so I like to get a lot of things done. I tend to be pretty like focused on the task and the goal and kind of some people pleasing in there as well. And so, but the whole concept of, I'm walking through Future Grace right now by John Piper, and he makes the illustration of a paralytic who, you know, if he invites someone over and he has a caregiver with him, he's not going to glorify or honor this caregiver by saying, hey, let me get up and like carry you across the room. No, the caregiver is going to like meet every one of his needs and actually help him up and do all that. And through that, this visitor is going to see how great this caregiver is and how God has that relationship with us. And he steps into the places that we cannot accomplish anything on our own. And so it's very cool to see him get the glory through things that he is doing on my behalf in my life. And so that's been super cool to see. So
that's cool. I actually was learning the same thing. I feel like, you know how like in 2 Peter, it's that whole passage about his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life. Mm-hmm. I think I don't think that God is that caregiver who can give me everything I need. A couple weeks before Cody proposed, I just had this panic attack about marriage. As I'm so excited, I have so much peace about marrying him. All of it has fallen into place. But for some reason, this day, I was just freaking out. And so over lunch, I drove my car to the spot where I can see the mountains, and I just kind of sat there and I was like, God, I can't do this. I can't be married. I can't. I'm going to be a terrible wife. I am all these things. Here are the things that I do wrong. And I felt like God was like, Catherine, you have everything you need. And I think if we really just trust that God gives us everything we need, then we start living like we do. And I don't know, like you said, so I can give glory to him that, yeah, I can have a good marriage because of God's grace. But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing I've been learning lately too.
Yeah, that's good. Well, guys, thanks so much for your thoughts on this. The, you know, the sacred and the profane. so it's good. Good conversation.
It's always good to have a little both.
Exactly. Something for all of us to think about as we head towards the end of the year and especially into this next weekend. And we have the chance to reflect and be thankful and hopefully encourage others with our thankfulness as well. So thanks, guys.
Yeah,
absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.